Any clock, boys. Open the meeting. As everybody knows, you're on tape. So behave yourself. Me too. I have to remember that.
I think he's telling me to behave myself.
No, telling myself. I got to watch what I say after the recording's on because, you know, we don't have any additions and deletions.
We did have one at the last meeting, but we'll do that under 11, right?
Yeah, we'll ratify it. We did have an addition and deletion. It's not on here. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. We'll get it when we get there. So we don't have any tonight. We don't specifically have any citizens input. Under beach, we did have a dog, some kind of a dog incident at the beach. We kind of listed it under other, but I think we can go ahead and talk about that under beach and not be too out of order. So it looks to me like somebody showed up with a dog. Dog got loose or whatever and nicked this young gentleman's leg.
Yep.
So they filled out a pretty detailed report here that I've read, it looks like. But the problem is the person who owned the dog packed up their crap and left before you could catch them.
Yes.
So that was
kind of... I first saw it when it happened because I was just cleaning something up quickly and I heard him say, ouch. They lifted up the dog and said... what I could hear was, my dog doesn't like bites, jumped in the truck and left. My first worry was him.
Yeah.
How was he feeling? How was the bite looking?
So we don't have a good idea who this was. They obviously own. They aren't season pass holders.
They are.
Oh, they are. Season pass holders. So we can figure out who it is and then find our way to the dog.
And their dog, or that truck is down there almost every weekend. So.
Okay, so we'll figure out who it is. And Faye will go. You'll have to make sure we get in touch with Faye so she knows what's going on.
You've been in touch with her.
Okay, good. Because then they'll have to catch this dog or figure out this dog. So do we have their names? Because they're season pass holders.
Do we have it in your package?
We have a
the
list
dog
of season
bite?
Pass holders.
No.
Okay.
But you can't tell which one.
Right.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it happened. It wasn't in your package. So.
And I have it Sunday, right?
But it looks like they...
Sunday,
Saturday.
It looks like they got to do a good job of containing
you got to call Sunday.
Containing the mess. And you do know who it is, sort of, because they're season pass holders. So...
We'll track them down the next time.
You track them down, right? You guys are going to find out who it is.
Yeah, I have to notify his doctor's office when they find out who it is.
Right. Now, did the doctor...
For the rabies.
Yeah, we got to find out if they got...
Yep. She's not concerned about the rabies because he would have already experienced some sort of symptoms by now. But she needs to have it because it was reported and documented and names and all.
Yeah, and it looks like it barely nicked. You know, lucky.
Yeah,
lucky
he's got one puncture hole and a big bruise.
Yeah, big bruise. He didn't get a hold of him real hard. That's lucky. That's
right.
Good.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid of dogs. But most dogs are nice.
The dog got him in two different spots. Yeah, but the dog got him in two different spots. So over there on his leg, there's a little scratch. But the bigger bait is on one side.
Yeah, well, whoever this is, they'll have to, you know, it's the standard procedure of a dog bite, whether it was right up here in this front yard.
Well, he said it.
You want to see that?
He said it chased him and then bit him. So.
Chased him and bit him. They did a nice, good job of making out a report.
You know, you went to the doctors?
Yep.
So they should be...
They'll get a hold of Faye.
There'll be an incident that we got to sign off on.
Yeah, they said to follow up with them after we get the information on who it is. And if the dog's been vaccinated.
Faye sent me a message.
Okay, good. So the wheels are turning. You guys are going to figure out. You've got a list of season pass holders. It's one of them. So that's narrowed it down to some shorter list.
You can count 200 shorter.
I know. But it's a lot shorter than anybody that happened to show up, right?
Unless that plate number or something goes with that, right?
I didn't catch a plate number.
No, but we have the... Whoever, we have their names.
We have their names. Once we...
They show up again, we'll know who they are, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, because they show us their season's pass, so we can get their name off that one.
Yeah.
And then we already talked
about their kayaks that stay there.
Oh, good.
They're
captured. All right, perfect.
Forward,
so we'll know who it is shortly, and Faye will circle with you guys in the hospital, and then there'll be an official thing comes back here, and we'll have to sign off on it.
Yep.
Basically, sorry it had happened to you.
That's okay.
Don't be afraid of all dogs.
He has another question.
Most dogs are good.
You weren't riding between the cars, right?
No, he's coming down the driveway.
Yeah, this says no riding bikes between cars.
What it was doing was he was behind our camper on like that, just that little hill.
Yeah.
He liked to do that, and it was by our car. And
yeah,
the truck was further down in the lineup, but the dog literally jumped out of the truck.
Screamed out there.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
He's got another question for you guys.
Okay. You won't be on the select board.
He's not
moving.
He's
not moving.
What did you want to ask him if there's something they would consider?
Oh, yeah. My name is Cody Nolan, and I camped up to camp out with my dad, and I was wondering if we could get a new basketball hoop because it gets used a lot every day, and it's old.
It's torn?
What's that?
Old. It's torn.
The pole is a little damaged or anything?
I think the pole's all right.
Basically, the back was just all flimsy.
Yeah.
Ryan bought a new net for it because it was pretty, but there was no net on it before.
Well, we will certainly take a look at that for you, young man.
We're actually doing some new playground equipment, and that when they do the work up there, that could probably be involved in that part of it.
Yeah,
they're supposed to do one whole new section of playground equipment this fall.
Oh,
right? That's cool. Still in the work?
That's still, still coming along. So that's good.
There's people on that basketball court.
Yeah.
All day long.
At least all week, yeah.
Yeah, the kids use it a lot.
Every single time. The kids aren't in the water, they're at the volleyball mat and the basketball.
Nice. So we've tried tightening it up too.
Yeah,
we can look at that.
So is it just a backboard
fry?
They make
plastic on the pole.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, the pole seems solid. I can look tomorrow for sure, but the
maybe look at some of the trips.
But like Rick said, we're about to do a big upgrade there.
If me and you use a lot, you could take buy a fiberglass one or something that's going to hold up to kids jumping on them, because I have seen kids climbing the pole and hanging in the basket before.
Yeah.
So
I try to stop that.
Huh?
It
no, but I know that does. So you want something rugged enough
so that
it doesn't get damaged.
You've never done that.
We're doing a big
I didn't have time for basketball.
Either. But, yeah, okay. So sounds like the wheels are turning and everybody's handled the situation the way we should have. And awesome. Perfect.
But as far as the medical stuff, the owner of the dog should have to take care of that.
The owner of the dog should have to take care of that.
So if there's any copay or anything like that,
keep the receipts.
Keep the receipts.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
I don't know for sure, but I would follow up. And for them taking off, there should be a reprimand for them.
Somebody should.
Not following up.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's legal. So I don't know if that's a legal thing or if that's a,
Pam, John, and I've already talked that the dogs aren't welcome back. So the next time they come, the dogs aren't allowed to stay.
So that's a reprimand from us, but there may be legal implications for taking off after knowing your dog bit somebody. I don't know that.
But I think there should be a written warning to them. If something like this happens again, please hang around. And it's like it was an accident. You left the scene of an accident, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So there may be implications to that that we have nothing to do with. Right. But we appreciate you coming up. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for your request. And we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a bunch of work there this fall with a whole new playground equipment and all kinds of cool stuff. Because we got a grant to do it, and these guys have done a great job of finding some good equipment.
Awesome.
Yeah, that slide will be new. It'll all be new. Oh, that'd be awesome.
No more Dawn down the slide.
Is that about
it?
Right?
He came up. He's like, I think
that's about it for the beach, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
Hey, you got. Melissa, too, do you have anything else for the beach other than...
What is the end date that we're supposed to take reservations for? Because in my head, I said, campers are there till the 1st, so I've been making reservations through the 1st. Do I have to call them and tell them they can't come? come after Labor Day?
I don't know. What's the rule?
Like, people come on the 10th
until the 1st, and if weather permits, we go to the 15th.
The campground is open until the 1st.
First of October.
We allow the seasonals to stay till the 15th. That's why we've done it in the past. Weather permitting.
It's of October, right?
Yes.
Yes, October. So you're good.
Okay. And
so
I just want to make sure,
because
people are crazy and they want
to.
That was the
other
thing that we were talking about today.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's closed. There'd be no lifeguard. We haven't stopped people from coming and using the beach. Exactly. They've always come down and used the beach. We just never
charge
for people to come in after Labor
Day. After Labor Day.
But if you're going to do a tent site or a camper, then they're going to have to pay for that site.
Yeah, they'll have to pay
for
the site.
Yeah, they're willing to pay, and they just want to do foliage camping.
They want to sleep in a tent when it's going to freeze at night.
Yes.
No.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I was
going to
say, the phone's
been
pretty busy with them, and then she was like, don't we close on Labor Day? And I was like, oh, I may have messed up.
No, not for camping.
October 1st.
I don't know if you guys want to give people a heads up, so we're not sure exactly when yet the playground's going to be done. We just know it's after Labor Day, so I don't know if you want to tell people booking after Labor Day that potentially the playground will be out of use.
How deep of a hole you got to dig for this stuff they're putting in?
If it's anything like the cement that's there, the cement's pretty deep from what we can see.
I think the biggest thing is you have to get the site ready. I think if they need stuff dug, I assume they'll do it.
Is this similar to what Belvedere's doing?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I don't know. You've been down there. They got about a 40 by a 20-foot hole. Looks like about 3 feet deep.
Yeah.
The excavator was in there for a day or so.
Who dug that? They dug that.
Well, they did, and they're starting to set the playground in there. Looks like to me they're laying it down, and they're going to pour concrete right in that whole hole. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if they just pour form around each thing, so it's not one big thing, but it's probably just easier to dig the whole thing out
and then
build your form.
Well, I know, so you got to do that. You're gonna have to do that up
here. I have no idea.
What I'm saying. I mean, they had this preliminary. They did this a couple weeks ago. So if the hole's got to be dug, they're going to be calling up there. So if it's the same thing as Belvedere, somebody should find out, because it looks like it's about 3 feet deep. I didn't walk over there, but it's probably 40 by 20. You seen it, Rick?
Yeah, I see it.
It must be 40
come by there last
20
night.
Or 30 foot wide.
Yeah, but when they were talking.
Email and clarify
what site prep means.
Yeah, because then couldn't that become a danger?
It's
going to
have to be roped off.
Roped off. Whatever. Yeah. So just give people a heads up.
Maybe a reason that technically, okay, maybe we don't let people.
You might want to see what size that is. Can I tell you that?
It's big. It's going to be similar to that.
Bigger than the area that's there now.
Yeah. A little bit.
So they're going to be bringing that up in there because they don't want the camp fringe down on the camp area.
I don't
miss
my guess. The area that's there like that now kind of looks like this.
Yeah, and it's going to go straight.
And I think it just goes straight.
Yep.
Includes that other corner. Right? Isn't that what we thought about?
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
I'm just saying, somebody ought to lay it out with some stakes and measure it so that they know what they're going to be digging. If it's got to be like Belvedere's, they've got a hole they dug down there.
There should be a pre-construction meeting up there with the guys that are doing it so we know what's going on.
Yeah, whenever they get ready to show up. So check in.
Well, usually that's what they usually do.
Well, like I said, I don't know. Somebody had laid it out. Must be down there. I see it. I'm assuming Ken and the select board down there laid that out down there for them. And then I'm assuming Bob Edwards is the one that dug
it. But we got to make sure that. Well, site prep doesn't mean we got to dig the hole. We just got to get all the junk out of the way.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah. Well, and we had to remove the hole.
Remove the hole.
Like the space around it, because if it goes too much higher, then the bathrooms will be blocked off.
No.
When they're prepping
existing.
For prepping, I just mean like when they're working, people getting in and out of the bathroom.
Oh yeah, yeah. You just walk. We got to watch out about.
Being down there.
Yeah. They just they'll put a construction fence across there.
Yeah.
And we have the snow fence, so once we start prepping, we can put the big snow fence
on. So I think somebody ought to check onto it, that's all. If it's going to be similar to Belvedere, you should drive by there, because that's taking up quite an area down there.
Yeah.
Maybe they got a lot bigger one than we got, too.
I don't know. I don't know what they got.
I don't know what size they got.
Big as they can get.
Probably big as they can get, yeah. All right, so I think we're past the beach. Animal control is not here this evening, but we'll be probably next minute. Thanks, guys. And thanks for taking care of that stuff, you know, and just keep the ball rolling, right? Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Yeah, take care.
At some point, Are we keeping track of people coming
were
and
you
going?
Talking to us?
We're supposed to be, yeah.
What?
Are we keeping track of people coming and going all the time?
Yes. They're keeping, on the daily totals.
Yeah.
Even after 6?
No.
No. Supposed to until 9.
6 to 9.
The beach is open until 9.
Right.
So, are we keeping track of everybody coming and going from when it opens at 10 until 9?
We don't keep numbers. I mean, we're there and we watch everybody that comes in and out and pay attention, but we don't keep numbers.
Because I thought we were going to keep track of it so we had an idea. Because we've been talking of maybe leasing or doing something. We're trying to keep track of
headcount per
head
day.
Headcount.
Head yeah.
For volume.
I thought
for
we
dollars,
were doing that.
For dollars.
We do it till 6 when we do the charging.
Yes.
Well, we charge until 9.
We've never charged till 9. It's
I thought we discussed this at one of these meetings. Here.
It's been up in the air.
Yeah.
The
I don't.
Day, so
I can't go by me because I don't know. I don't remember.
The office closes at 6.
We'd have to.
We sat here
up.
One night and we said, well, if they come in and use it at 6 o'clock, they're using the beach. They get charged.
Yeah. I can't prove you're right or wrong, so I can't remember. I don't know one way or the other.
We'd
have to look
at
it.
Up. Because we had to have some statistics
nuts.
Saying that this is
and
what we you have for people coming.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know what I mean? If you're going to have a concert, you want to know, well, what's the last people going to have?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The tallies are starting at 9 because we have people in there as of 9 a.m. Like schools and stuff like that.
So you're counting them at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Not 10.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, whenever they open the beach up.
Whenever they open,
I mean,
yeah.
I get there early enough and we're cleaning food, poop, and that kind of stuff. Like, that may not all be done when the first crew gets there, but schools are rolling in.
Okay.
Like, even school
so,
and Lowell.
And I've learned there's not all of our churches that start rolling in between 8:30 and 9.
So try to, I mean, it's probably not a lot of people, but try to keep track of that 6 to 9 hour if you can. That would be
usually,
awesome.
Usually, they come in, like, 5:36, and it's usually the same crew. All the way up until
and that's all locals.
Okay, yeah. So they're out, they aren't paying anyway. So, but try to count them,
yep.
Write it down. This is how many people.
Because we're
that will help us.
Because it'll help us try to figure out.
We've been trying to figure out what we're going to do.
What we're going to do with
up there.
If that's
going to
be
yeah.
Ending up being that way, so that we can have some statistics this year for
a
future. So
a few more numbers. Yeah, I got a lot of the numbers from like what it costs for electricity, what it costs for this, what it costs for that. What the revenue stream could look like, on and on and on, and I'm trying to put that together. And one of the things is, what's the daily
headcount,
you know, and I know it's going to be different Saturdays and Sundays and probably Fridays than it is during the week.
Actually, during the week with the schools, probably they're busier.
Yeah,
during
it's
the
hard
week.
It's hard for me to say.
Yeah,
but
this year with schools coming in 5 days a week, our numbers have been pretty good. Like,
okay.
Payment wise, does it look the same because they're not paying the same price they pay the group rates?
Yeah, yeah.
But we've got. Like today
okay.
We had over 100 kids there.
Well, so that's part of the thing is like this is the average daily use across the summer. It's,
yeah.
You know, 80 people a day or 20 or 5 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Then you apply dollar figures to all of that. And then, you know, maybe somebody can see their way clear to lease this office
yeah.
Or something like that.
Because Melissa at the end of the day has all the figures so we
yeah,
know
I have
the outcome and all that and what the cost
yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
And what we ended up, what the
yeah.
Bottom line
yeah.
Was actually that the profit after everything was all done.
Yeah, because we turned.
Had, but the headcount into there where to see where there's potential.
Yeah, it's
them.
Nice to know that.
Yep.
It,
yeah. And
you
on
know.
The daily sheets, it says, like, the Eaton residents and season pass holders, so then you know, like, who's coming in with a residence pass and who's coming
well, that's good
season.
To know, because then
yep.
They know
that's
the people
know
where they're
well.
Making
yeah.
Their money or not making money.
Yeah,
I mean,
perfect.
Yeah,
with your season pass, how many people
like
are using it?
Yeah, right.
With the season pass,
and we have a sheet that we write down. Anybody that comes in for a residence pass, or anybody that buys a pass,
purchases a season pass,
whether it's
yeah,
a single
yeah.
Or family pass.
Yeah.
So we're
yeah.
Keeping track.
It sounds like you do it. Just we
yeah.
Just we
yeah.
Got to have some
yeah.
Kind of statistics on
yeah.
Here so that
yeah.
We can say
yeah.
This is what
sounds
we
like
were given
it.
In here,
mm-hmm.
And it's you know fairly close to this into here. Because if somebody does. We end up going that route or able to do that route.
Yeah.
They got to make sure it's going to make money.
Enough money,
you know.
Appraisal.
Tim's thinking about it, so you need to go work for Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
We already dealt with a dog bite.
Yeah. Health officer, nothing. Nobody here. EDU Sports. I see an EDU Sports person over there.
Yeah. Soccer season's coming up. We had a meeting last night. Unfortunately, I cannot find any of the soccer uniforms. I found 5 total, so we do need to purchase soccer uniforms. I got I reached out to 3 different companies, but I only got heard back from 2.
Where do they think they went?
I think probably they just didn't get returned, and the problem is I can't track. Like, I don't.
I didn't know somebody, so okay.
I can't track them down. Per the inventory sheet I was given, we should have had about 30 uniforms, and I only got 5 back. So with that being said, I reached out to a couple of different companies. I don't have anything printed because we just had our meeting last night. But Pumpkin Harbor is our cheapest at $28 or $28.75 for shorts and a shirt. So it'd be around $900 for 30 uniforms. And then our other supplies, I think, was right around $250 that we needed. So I rounded up to about, going to ask if we could spend about $1,200 for supplies and uniforms for EDU Sports for soccer season.
Well, technically, the EDU Sports has money in their bank, right?
Yep. How much money you got in your account?
Last I knew,
it was 20 at one point.
Yeah, they had a fair amount of money sitting there. They really haven't spent hardly anything.
And I do have bottles that I am planning to take back on Friday. Yeah,
okay, yes. Hey, there's 10 bags at the house.
I was trying to tell her there's a bunch of plants.
Okay, so I'm going to need a trailer at this rate.
I got probably two or three big.
Because I also have like 7 bags already in my truck from the beach. Yeah. So
I got 2 or 3 garbage bags you can have.
Okay. So
full empty cans. I'm sick of looking out.
My plan is to go on Friday, so Thursday night I'll stop over and grab yours. Are you going to be around Thursday night?
Trying to think. No.
No.
But I will make sure I leave them right out.
Okay.
And my wife will be home.
Okay.
Oh, we just moved their appropriations, so they actually have 26.
Oh, okay. Good. Yes. I mean,
I just want to give you this is what's happening right now.
The money's in there. If they need new uniforms, I don't want to go through the deal that we did last year with, we didn't spend no money here or didn't do this.
Right. But I mean, the money's in
there.
You'll
buy everybody new, right?
Yep. I'm getting 30 uniforms.
Okay.
For they're all going to be
first,
the same.
Second?
No, that's for, it's 3, 4, 5, 6.
Another and then just spares if somebody gets ripped or needs something back.
Yeah, and then we have T-shirts for like the 1-2 kids, like just playing Eden Eagles T-shirt because they only play like 1 game.
Okay.
So I didn't figure they needed a whole jersey. If we go more than that, I feel like we're getting a little expensive. So I figured maybe
But they'll have a shirt just so that they'll show that they're on their team.
Yeah, so that they show that they're Eden Eagles.
As
long as they got the uniform, they don't want everybody else.
I will say in the last year, since we had all the that EDU Sports have been pretty fiscally responsible. I mean, they've been doing it.
I'm trying, and I have plans to make sure that we get the uniforms back. Yeah. I have received almost all of this basketball uniforms back. I think I have like 5 that didn't come back, but 2 I sent bills to, and I did get money.
So should they have to put a deposit down? Would that fix some of this stuff?
Yeah, some of those folks ain't gonna have deposit money. You know what I mean?
But how many are the other 30 in that?
We actually have 60 basketball uniforms.
So you got,
because in basketball, we have a lot more kids that play basketball than soccer.
And you got how many uniforms still not come back?
5.
Out of 60?
Out of 60?
That's
Most
of those are returning players, so I'm going to track them down and get my uniforms back.
Yeah. Well, if you want to play this year, bring your uniform.
Exactly.
We're not issuing you a new uniform.
And I've also changed the sheets that basically state, like the sign sheet that the parents will sign, that basically states that if you don't bring your uniform back, you're going to get a bell, and your kid will not be able to
that's
play
all you gotta
the
do
next
is that
sport.
Just sign. Yes. That's all you got to do is get that signed sign. In there. Get
so
it in there. Yeah.
I have changed
signature.
That.
That way you don't penalize a kid that might not have enough money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if they do keep uniform, well, then you try to get your money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
To be fair to the other players for the Yeah. Future players coming up, they ought to come in courtesy.
They pay for the uniform because they got
the other thing I did want to bring up to you guys that we talked about at our meeting. Nothing's been like decided, but I've been going through the shed down there, and it's in really rough shape.
Down there.
Yeah. So that's.
Is that the old bathroom?
Yes, it's the old. The floor is very soft. Like when you.
Animals are in it.
Animals are in it. Animals are going through our stuff.
Probably about time to knock that down in it.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of getting a little sketchy.
How big is it?
It's not very big. So I did mention maybe a Connex box or something like that somewhere. And I know you had mentioned at one point, Ricky, that we could put it down at the town garage somewhere.
You'd have to put it out back somewhere.
Oh, to store your stuff in?
Yeah, just to store the stuff in, just because.
The only thing about those is if you put one of them in, you want to make sure you put them in one end of the other.
A lot, they do.
Some of the new ones, like the ones I bought there. Got little vents in the side.
They
still get, in the summertime, they get
hot,
warm.
Hot box, I'll tell you that.
They get hot, but it's just sweating. It's not good.
Mine doesn't sweat, but you open the door and you can feel that.
Get warm in there.
So it's just something that you guys
Andre had some new.
I want to bring to your guys' attention that at some point we're going to need
How big is shed? I mean, if they can't get the Connex into there, would a wooden shed be?
A wooden shed would be fine, too.
And you'd have to put it back down there?
I don't know, because technically that's the school shed. That's not even our shed. We're just using it.
That's where.
So.
Maybe we should.
Do they have any, in Shanytown down there, do they have any empty sheds that they're not using?
Well, at one point they did mention that, so I can reach back out to Chris and see if there's an option.
Are they all rented out?
Shanytown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they rented them all
definitely,
out.
Definitely, circle back with Chris, because at one point they did mention that we might be able to have one of them, so I can circle back with him.
Well, see what they're in there. I mean, that kind of ought to be, if they got a spare one, that would be, you know, you wouldn't have to spend any of your money to buy something.
Right. They got what? They got 6-7 of them sheds down there.
Well, got a whole bunch. I haven't drove around there for a long time, but I know that they have quite a
I just wanted to bring it up because that shed is, it's not our responsibility to fix.
No, but you might want to get out
of
it before somebody gets hurt.
The bleacher's been taken down.
No, they haven't been taken down. They took out the nails. I keep asking for them to be taken down.
But who?
Do we reach, as a sports association or the town, do we write a letter to the maintenance?
Your
facility maintenance
is,
thing there?
It's a safety hazard.
Well,
it
the
is.
Worst part is, so I've reached out to Dylan. I've reached out to hit, like...
What's a Dylan?
Dylan LaFlam.
He's the
facility
coordinator.
So I'm just at
Lamoille North.
For Lamoille North.
Okay.
So I don't know what else to do. I don't know if you guys would like to write a letter to try to help me. That would be fantastic.
Faye was here at our last meeting.
And she has talked to the principal,
and
too.
And she is thinking that this new principal is going to take and help with some of this stuff. So I guess the conversation should be with him, say...
I know Faye has had a conversation with him.
Okay, so you're starting to move...
Your committee, whoever the president, maybe should talk to him down there, because you're part... You know,
I have several emails back and forth with Chris, Dylan, and Darcy, all people part of the school, and they're like, yep, we'll get it taken care of. And
So follow up.
That's a lot like the key.
Well, so you can follow up. here's how I would do that. I would follow up that email, those emails, and say, hey, you said you're going to take care of this. We still got an issue over here. We don't want any kids getting hurt, blah, blah, blah. And copy... The select board.
Okay.
Make sense?
Send
now you've escalated that.
Send a photo of the situation of the building with the floor and also your bleacher.
And also in there, so this can get everywhere.
The photos are worth 1,000 words.
Escalate it
there,
to
find
the board,
out and say we are in dire need of a storage. Do you still have a spot available? Right. Then everybody's in there. It isn't. You're not going 1-1-1. You got all in everybody. And if they do have, somebody responds, yes, we have something. You'll have to put your own hasp or blah, blah, blah on it. And
you escalate that email to the select board.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Put our names on it, RE, but send it to the town. You know how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
So, and that way they know, hey, select board's going to be reviewing this email at the next meeting or whatever it is. Okay. Then maybe they'll
do something.
You know, right. And then if they don't do anything again, then we'll have to, then the select board can push back, write a letter. Hey, listen, our sports committee's asked you several times nicely to take care of this. What can we do this?
And we sign our share of the donation to them too.
Several times.
Exactly right.
We've also reached out to them several times to the trash can over there is also
you can,
full.
Can
I don't
we
know
deduct
yeah.
can, if we have to buy a storage unit or something like that? Can we deduct that from our?
If we have to go down there and do a bunch of work, pay to have the bleachers removed, and pay to have stuff done, and pay to build a new shed because it's a mess. Yes, we can deduct that, I would say. That'd be the next step.
I'm just throwing things out there. Well, seeing how we're on tape, I just
kind of common sense, right?
And I don't see that somebody.
Anyways, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Be disagreeing with that.
Huh?
I don't see anybody should be disagreeing with that.
No. If we got to go down there and maintain that field, then at some level, if the town is paying, we ain't got only three?
No,
four?
I think.
Oh, well, Butch has got two.
Yeah, I got two, but one great big one.
Yeah. Well, these are the payroll ones, so they're big. They can get all the greeters. I was up there the other day looking at that. That looks like a pretty good job.
You play guitar, so you—that's one of the job qualifications, I guess.
Could sit out there and
Play guitar.
Yeah, I put my daughter bought a pontoon boat. I have no idea why, but she did. I put that boat in the lake. Nobody looked at that. But it was dark. When we got there, it was dark. No lights on a trailer. What a disaster. Couldn't see nothing. No lights on the freaking boat. So I got to drive the boat all the way back up where she is.
With all the flashlights today, you should be able to take one of them.
Get one of your Milwaukee shop lights.
Set that right on there. That'll light the whole thing right up.
Those are bright.
Oh, they're bright.
Yeah, I bought him one for Christmas. We'll use that all the time.
That was quite the freaking. She was all adamant we had to get that boat in there that night. I'm like, Jesus, Amy, it's going to be dark. And I was right. It was dark. I haven't seen that one yet.
What's the historical study? The appropriation.
That's that appropriation we get them every year.
Yep. Oh, that's right. So I see they're all on here. Okay. I
did find out a little bit about that. We can talk about that if you want at some point. Jeez.
How are they doing with their milk oil affair? Did they give any report at all? Did they do their...
I don't know if they've done another survey yet. The one they did earlier, they didn't find anything.
They didn't find any.
Are they still doing that treatment?
They held off because they didn't find any.
They
thought it could be too early because the winter was long and that maybe it hadn't started growing yet. So there is another survey, but I saw somebody
found a big long strand of something, but they identified it and it was not milk oil, whatever it was. It was something.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
It was something else.
So the pollen and stuff has been helping in the stuff they're putting down?
Apparently.
I think that treatment they did last year did some real good.
The what?
Yeah. I think when they did the treatment, the herbicide really helped.
Knocked it back.
Yeah.
Because that got all the spots where they can't pull it, right?
Up there, right, because the head of the lake was deeper.
No, it's actually shallower.
Shallower because it's shallower?
Yeah, they can't.
Well, it's like muddy. They can't get in there.
It's so muddy as soon as you start.
But
I know what they mean.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It like, would break or like.
Well, and it just all fogs up. You can't see nothing, yeah. Right? As soon as you touch it, it's real fluffy.
It's like if you step on it and just.
Yeah, so you. Not deep enough for diving. It's too deep for walking.
And then you can't see.
Right in the wrong place, right?
I bet they're not going to do any treatment this year.
It'd be good. They don't. If they can get away with it.
Even if they get another survey and find something, they can only do it so late because it won't do any good if it's.
If it's too late, it won't do any good. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because it would have to do it like beginning of August.
I was up there on that pontoon boat, 4th of July, and I went all the way around the edge of the water. They all want to go for rides, so I went close to the edge of the water. I didn't see any milfoil anywhere, which is unusual. Usually you can see it, you know.
You would think where that island sticks up.
Nothing there.
Yeah. Where you would see most of it because the water's shallower.
You would see it right there for sure, and I didn't see any there either.
I know right where we put the docks in. That's nothing but mud in there.
Yeah. I see somebody find one of them islands.
I did great. I went out, I fed them.
The one that's farthest north.
Yeah.
He came ripping out across there with his boat. That made a horrible noise.
And when I was doing that, that's when I
heard. And then you heard him though.
Yeah, and then they're both standing, two of the horses are standing over.
You've already seen this one, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Why are you on the ground?
Yeah. That was kind of fun sitting there watching him guys come around there with a boat. It's like, oh, he's going to miss it. He's going to miss it. Oh, he's not.
Takes a lot of props out.
It does. That guy didn't take his prop out because apparently Richard said it was a jet boat. But it sure made an awful noise dragging the bottom of that boat in the rocks. Here we go. This one, you see?
Yeah, payroll one. That's
why I make sure you went by you.
Yeah.
So we've signed the orders, boys. Now we're up to number 9, review of the minutes.
I was fine with them. Did you have anything on
it? Nope, I didn't see anything in there.
Yeah, I read them over, you know, briefly. And I did, there's one thing on here, I don't know if this is valid to bring up the discussion, but it says discussion about how public pools forced to provide lifts to get in and out of the water and all that. I went to Tree Corners campground over there, and they got a swimming pool and they don't have a lift.
Corners, I think, is private, isn't it?
Right, it's a private campground.
Yeah.
So I think, but those hotels are private too, but they forced hotels to do it.
Misspelling thing.
But anyways.
So hotels are, I feel like they're a chain though.
I don't know.
I forgot where
it was.
Different.
When I read through it, it was some.
Apparently, there's a way out of it. So they didn't have. They don't have to.
You gotta figure that out. You need to find their loophole.
Maybe hotels have.
Well, that's what I'm like.
I think
maybe,
that's it.
I was like, maybe hotels have to be more ADA accessible.
There was one thing it said, had just a Y there in it, on the spelling. I didn't circle it. No.
The right of way for the trees in there, I read it over in there, and it didn't say that we were going to do anything to anybody's property, you know, if they found a tree.
Yeah.
We notified them that that the town wasn't going to go and cut them down in the right of way.
There was a misspelling in there, but I can't find it.
Yeah.
I have to circle it, but no, it's when I'm.
I didn't circle it.
Yeah, no, but I have to because if I don't, I'm going to say that was something I was going to do if I don't make a note on why.
We can look over and look for spelling.
Yeah. I can look tomorrow.
Just run through spell check.
Yeah.
It was a Y. It had a Y.
I can run
through. I'll look through it here.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I can run through it tomorrow before I post it.
Like, so what's your.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes as written.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're through the minutes. They are now approved. Beautiful. Another thing done. Highway Department.
So, Lynn, seeing how you were talking about Lake Shore Drive, had a gentleman, I don't remember what his name was, that wants to put a retaining wall up going straight back. I wrote it down, but I didn't bring anything with me.
Do
I
go from the road and put an 8-inch wall straight toward his up the hill?
No, he wants to put a wall, he wants to dig the bank out, he wants to put some wake blocks in there.
Where is this?
Down on Lake Shore Drive.
Oh, my favorite.
His camp sets in the right of way, anyway. And I told him, and he's got a small little retaining wall there. And I said, if he started the wall, I'd bring it to you guys. If he started the wall behind that so that it was completely out of the roadway, so it wouldn't get hurt. And I think it was 16 feet from the center of that road.
Yeah, probably. Because his other wall's already there.
His other wall's there, plus...
Is that the one that's got the big wall that goes...
No, this is...
That's down the other way more, around that sharp the corner right there.
Just before you get to the down there.
I think that's up to you're looking at...
Before I allow anybody... It's not going to... It could be removed because it's going to be waste blocks, but... If 16 feet off the edge of the right of the center line is enough, if you guys are happy with that, I was going to allow them to do that as long as it was behind the camp where nobody could run
into it. And they're removable.
And they're removable.
Yeah.
Yep. It's nothing that's permanent.
Nothing permanent.
Okay. Yep.
I don't see that's a big problem. Plus, as we discussed.
Oh, look at that. Look at you with your little aerial mask.
So that aerial map,
I
figured out what's wrong. They did wrong with my problem.
On your property where they
I hate to correct them because they're just going to add about 9 acres.
Really?
Yeah, because they used the wrong corner.
They got one here and it's supposed to be up here.
Yeah. I figured it. I was looking at the map. I figured it out. The corner's up. Corner of my lawn they used. That's the old corner. New corner's down way down another probably 80 feet. Down and that goes the whole length of that property.
Yeah, back up
all the way back up towards South Bond.
Yeah, and the patio, and it's a concrete wall.
That turns into like 10 acres, 9.5 acres.
Does your lane go right up to the pond?
No.
Up to the thistle patch here?
No. If you're heading for the thistle patch, there's a steep hill.
Yeah.
Gate right there.
Where it was a gate.
That gate's my back line.
Yeah, because it used to be able to go, was it Tatro Drive and go?
Tatro Drive goes right across my back corner.
Yeah.
And then the gate is my back line.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Back in the old days, you could almost right up doing that.
You could drive right up through there and right down over the dam and right out South Pond Road.
Yeah.
Right South Pond Road.
And also, I talked with Bill about the Bowen. He's going to review. What he charged last year, he forgot how much he charged last year to see if he was going to up it or not. So he's supposed to get back to me.
If we go for that, he'll be able to jump on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuel will drive some of that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like you said, he wants to see how many hours he had in it, you know.
Right, and he'll know how much fuel that takes, and he can do the math. Perfect.
And I haven't touched back base with Pike on when they're going to come pay him, so. Yeah, I got to call Norm on that.
Okay. But they got all the first base down and everything up through there?
Well, they haven't. They co-planed it.
Yeah.
Last year they did the base on where we reclaimed it.
Yeah.
And they co-planed it. So all we got to do is, I'm going to have Norm come up because where the ditch was, the pavement's all gone there. And I want to see if he can pave the lane right through to the edge of the bank. And put a curb along there.
Oh, so the water doesn't come and stays.
Yeah,
stays in the ditch way up.
Where there's a catch basin there from Sue Dussel up through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I know right where you mean.
Where
it gets down over the edge of the
pavement.
Eats it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll see if he can do that while he's right here. See what he can do.
So then you can contain the water.
Yeah. We've got the upper end, 0.3 mile on the upper end, all deburned and stuff.
Yeah.
We got just by Dennis Landry up through there to do.
Yeah.
We're going to do it this week. Stuff come up. So
Okay, so sounds like things are humming along.
We're making headway.
All right.
Equipment's holding together.
There's one thing for a highway.
I came in Sunday night and washed his truck up for him. Checked it all over, thought everything was good. Got there yesterday morning and he had a flat tire.
Oh no!
I didn't kick the tires. The inside tire. Inside tire was. It had a slice in it, but that.
Well, yeah.
Who are these outlaws that want this permit to cross the road?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna stay out of that one. That's for that Fidium stuff.
Yeah. Is that over by your place?
Yeah.
Oh, to get your, you're gonna get Fidium fiber now.
She's thinking about. I don't know if it's gonna happen or not.
Tell you what, I had him. I changed from the one to the Fidium. A guy come up, put it in or whatever. It is definitely different. Definitely is on a lot more.
It is.
Yeah.
Then Xfinity?
Yeah, Xfinity connected and disconnects, connects and disconnects, connects and disconnects. And every time it happens, I get a freaking text driving me crazy, you know? So I had to turn that off.
You got Fidium now?
I got Fidium now, and it doesn't do, it has a thing that will notify me if it gets disconnected and reconnected. And it, you know, I might have got one in the last 2 weeks. And yet, Xfinity, I was getting 2-3 a day, where it's disconnect. Oh, your internet's gone. Oh, it's back. Oh, it's gone. You know.
She wants it's
different.
Yeah, she wants. She's looking into switching over, do away with the Starlink, and our telephone, switch everything over.
Yeah, it's more money. Starlink is more money than Fidium.
It's gonna cut ours about half.
Yeah. Even Xfinity, I dropped $35 a month or something by just switching over.
Ours is about $50 with our phone.
If you add the phone, you're going to be paying $80 a month or something.
It's more than that.
We're paying $120 right now.
Yeah, paying $100 and something. Because
she got the her.
Anyways.
Her,
I'll make a motion. We approve.
Well, no, but she got her message machine done.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's a service.
I'll make a motion to approve the request for digging across the road, Baker Road, by Ricky Morin.
Per town specs.
Per town specs, by yours.
Okay, yes. Seconded.
Which is seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Willis abstains.
Ricky abstains because it's him requesting the permit, so I guess we've said it's good to go.
She said, what are you going to do for traffic? Yeah. She said, what are you going to do for traffic control? Said, no closing.
That's right.
then your answer was, we'll just let people drive across their lawn.
Yeah. Just drive around the lawn and through the driveway. Gonna go through the driveway.
You don't have a whole lot of traffic on fairways, do you?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
What is today?
Today is the
28th.
28th.
Well, that's when I was supposed to be here. It better be the
28th. Well, at least you made it.
Yeah.
Last one, I got here at the right time. You were walking out when I.
Short sweet.
I apologize this morning to everybody.
Go ahead and out for a quorum, get her done.
Mm-hmm. And put an expiration date on it.
Get a year, right?
Got a year. All right, so I guess that's good for highway. We're done. Ratify additions and deletions. We did have an addition last
time. It was Julie's resignation, but you weren't.
I was here.
You came in late.
Wait, you came in late.
Yeah.
So they didn't actually do it. So I don't know what you did then.
But then we did it later, right?
Did you?
We accepted, according to the minutes, we accepted her resignation.
That's what it was. Yeah. Dang it, that's my bad. Sorry, I thought we did.
So, yeah, we accepted their resignation as a change.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to ratify that addition from last meeting.
So you
that was I made just made a motion, yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Playground grant update.
So everything has been ordered. They are in the process of making it. The people that will be installing it are now officially in contact with me, and they said they'll be in contact every week, giving me an update of when everything's supposed to be here.
Okay, so before you got here, there was a question that we need to ask them. Site prep means we just get everything out of the way, and if they got to dig a hole or anything like that, they're going
to
do all that.
Phone call with her. She wants to have a phone call, so I'm supposed to have a phone call once she has a
more definitive date of mm-hmm. when things are going to be here. She said she would call and we would discuss all of that. But I can email her now.
We just want to.
Is there going to be like a pre-construction meeting
or anything? Or
I don't know. They're coming from Florida.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well, do you know how big an area? Why I brought this up and Rick had been by
yep,
down there.
Yep.
It's about a, looks like it's 40, or I didn't measure, but it looked like about 40 by 20 or 30 foot hole, wide hole they had. It looked like it was 2 or 3 feet deep. And it looked like there's.
Oh, are you talking about Belvedere?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to clarify on that, but I do have.
Because it looks like they're down in a hole looking like they're going to pour around it. I didn't walk over there, I just drove by it.
This is the plan. Like, this is like the. Like, because here's our existing swing set. Yeah. Here's where the new area is going to be.
But the existing, some of the existing stuff is coming out.
The slide's coming out,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Which, they put it where the slide is.
Yeah.
Now, like in this map.
38 feet by 27 foot 6.5 inches. So yeah. It's about, I was pretty close, wasn't it? 40 foot
yeah.
by 30 feet down
yeah.
there.
Right.
So that's what they're prepping the area for.
But hopefully they don't. So we got to find out if.
Yeah, I'll figure out if we have to dig.
If it's on us digging this hole, or we just got to get this
will.
Stuff out of the way.
Yeah. I think it is on us because they talked about site prep.
We need to know
we
definition
know
of site prep.
Because we're going to have that tone, right, Rick?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I don't know what's up there. Dig
safe.
Dig safe. Get
yeah.
that into there. And they only go for a month.
Okay. Yeah, and I asked for a more definitive date of. When they were coming, because
yes.
I'm
so
like, we're going to not, I said, that's an active play area right now, so we're not going to take it out until we know when you're coming, and we'll
okay.
prep it
so
right before.
You're on point for coordination of
yes.
that project.
But just that after I looked at theirs down there, if it was going to be like that, they dug their hole about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and they had a lot of fill out there they took out of there.
Yeah. So I will clarify with her tomorrow. I'll email her.
Does it show them? Oh, that's the
ask.
Plot plan,
yeah.
right?
It shows the sizes of them. One's 48, another one's 48, the vertical ladder. Then there's another spot that's 40 inches. And then there's one for the slides that's 32 inches.
Is
so the double, it's a double slide.
Is that depth or just width?
That's saying the size.
Oh, the size.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that goes to the piers.
Did they show you pictures of it? It looked like it looked down there like there was, everything was above, but it looked like it had metal base. Looked like they were setting it on the ground and then pouring. But I don't know. I'll have to drive by there.
I would think that those measurements are above whatever's above ground. That's
yeah.
the heights on each yeah. section.
Does it have concrete even under it? Do we even know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to.
It's like the old swing set that
would
get it going
yeah,
and get it tipped
yeah.
up.
These down here didn't use the ones that were down there. Those were in the ground.
Those were hard to get.
Those were regular.
That's what you need.
Those were iron pipes.
Them were iron pipes. Them stayed in the ground.
Some of us. I don't know who built those.
That's all. That's the whole thing you can get.
That's the whole thing. And well, and then
put that on that 40 by 30 area.
Well, if you flip it over there, the other side's on the.
There's more stuff.
Well, there's the.
Because on the back side, there's like...
There's the diagram going just like that right there.
Yeah.
The back side has...
These are the sizes yeah. of each square right
yeah.
there.
So what's on the back side of that sheet you're holding up?
This is the other side of the play set. Because there's this...
Front. They get the
front
and
back.
Front
yeah.
Oh, back. Yeah. Yeah, well, it doesn't look like it's going to be that huge of a project.
No, it looks like it's sitting right in there. It goes into there. They're just saying that the overall, what they've got width-wise, is they're just saying up here is...
Yeah, so you're not taking out our swing set, right?
No, our swing set is staying.
You're merely just
they're
unloading
actually,
that slide.
They're actually going to be putting an ADA swing in
on one of them.
We haven't decided which
cool.
one.
Good job.
And they'll also be putting in an ADA digger as well.
So,
a digger?
Before you were here, when they're there, we're going to incorporate a new backboard for the basketball.
Yes, we have
okay.
So whether they do something like have stuff that we've already signed contract with them.
Yeah.
So whether they would have something for a basketball hoop that they could bring you. We could get somebody to install it.
I'll email the lady.
Get a backboard. Or
the problem is I go through two different people, but I will see what I can figure out about
the backboard. You want a good, solid basketball backboard. That
just the backboard?
The backboard.
And we got to evaluate the post.
Okay.
The post is there.
Is it any
good? Somebody said
the post is good. It's all good and rugged in there. Because they climb that backboard. They climb up it and they hang. They set on the hoop.
So it ain't the post. It's the problem. It's the board.
So if they can't find the back, if they got to go, we can get the, you know, we may have to put the backboard up ourselves if they can't do it. Because you can buy just the backboard if it will
fit. Yeah, I was going to say, we can.
Probably can buy something like that.
Right on Amazon.
Yeah.
For
it'd probably be cheaper than going through a plane.
Yeah. But get a good, the thick one, not that that looks plastic is what I'd say.
I was going to say, Amazon
but
has
they make a thick one that will bolt, and just drill it and you bolt it right to the back.
I was going to say, Amazon has some really good ones.
And you want something that's going to not be affected by UV.
Be very
right,
cut one out of some quarter-inch plate.
Yeah.
Be a little hard on
you. Just have them out of marine plywood.
That's right. That's what we always made them out of. Like three-quarter plywood.
I will look into that.
Okay, well, we're only just talking about it because if there's prepping or something, you're going to have an excavator. They don't do it, then we need to be...
They do not say that they're bringing an excavator.
No, but we need to know if that thing needs excavation done or if it just sits on the ground.
I will.
They drive posts, but how do they hold it down?
I will email her and see if I can get her to call me
to see if it's going to have to be towed in the area to make sure they aren't cutting anything off. I don't know. Yeah, Rick knows a lot more about what's in there than I do, but so I have no idea.
If I was going to be up in the playground business, I think I'd look into them screw piles instead of pouring a bunch of concrete.
With
Healy coils.
With talking about that.
Screw piles, yeah.
Screw them in the ground. Have you peons or...
I haven't, no.
Okay, I can't get a hold... Like, they don't...
She said he had... She told me the other day she has his number. Pam did.
I've called him and he doesn't call me back.
No, but she said she was going to call him because she had his number.
Okay. I've called a
couple of times.
She has
his cell phone number.
I've called it a couple of times.
What
is it? Peon Trucking.
Darren Peon.
What are they going to do?
They have playground in the park.
Oh, they have mulch.
Yeah, bark mulch.
But I did find another place in Craftsbury, and we can truck it ourselves. Yeah,
there was
if needed.
Cedar. Craftsbury.
Yeah, it's probably Cedar.
No, but there's one in Craftsbury. Is that up there to Goodrich?
Goodrich. Yeah.
Oh, up on,
yeah. Good
Rich?
Yeah, I think
that's,
yeah.
So that'd be all cedar. Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be good stuff.
I was going to say,
because the cedar's supposed to be...
They're a little more expensive
than but it's good.
Peon, but...
You could buy it from Robertson down here and pay three times as much.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay. It's not. It's Premier something else.
Premier Stone?
Yeah. MERP grant?
I think it's supposed to be MRGP.
No, this is the energy grant for the office. So, we got permission to do the ADA ramp with that. With that being said, you guys were waiting to do the ADA ramp with the new building. But the problem is this grant is going to be done before that's done. So, do you guys want
us? Oh, Only Faithful. Come on, Only Faithful.
Well, this grant has to be done by December 31st. So.
This year.
So,
What do you think the chances are of finding anybody to even think about doing it?
That was
going to...
And then the other thing is lighting. What kind of lighting would you want me to purchase with that?
For any...
That's up to you guys. What do you look for... I think Melissa likes the dark.
These are probably T8, so these were upgraded to that. So what are you going to go to, LEDs?
I'll have to look. There are like ones that we have.
What's considered energy efficient?
LEDs.
I thought these were energy efficient.
No.
They are, but they're
they went from T12 to T8s.
Ten years ago,
LEDs, and now I'm sure they are.
Now these are all...
I gotta tell you,
aren't these the ones you're gonna
solar? I'm telling you, I was amazed at how bright they are. All them things are bright.
Aren't these the ones that you have to, like, when you dispose of them, you gotta be super careful because of mercury in them.
And you gotta, they have to recycle.
Recycle them, yeah. Don't break them, taking them down. That dust is bad for you. I used to lick a lot of it when I was a kid.
Sounds like not a meat product.
But is that, if you guys want me to look for someone to do the ramp, what do you guys want?
Well, we should run, what are you going to run in the paper and see if there's anybody that's willing to come that wants a contract to do it? That's a smaller contractor there to do this ramp. Shouldn't have to take a pick.
Looking for estimates.
Yeah, looking for estimates. Run an ad for it and see what we get out of there. And maybe we just go in here and we'll just test the waters and just see how we're going.
We don't want to put anything in there about seal bids. You know, we're just looking for...
Yes, but if you're going to run an ad, we're going to need information to give them when they start asking questions.
Handicap ramp in here. You'll come to the meeting. Yes, so
that's ADA compliance
into there.
We have the thing. Yeah, Xander sent us last.
Any contractor worth his salt will know what
should
that
have means. That. They'll have the stairs in.
They don't know how big it's going to be. What it's going to be there.
They'll know the handrail's going to be in there. They'll know what it's 1 in 12 in there. They'll know all of that in there.
They'll know the ramp.
They'll know what that is. They'll know what the handrail.
Any contractor that's worth his salt will know what you mean when you say we need an ADA compliant ramp put on the front of the county clerk's office.
Okay.
If they don't, well then, probably don't want them doing a job.
But if we run that in the ad, just get some feelers out there and see it in there. But that's a smaller contractor job right there, really.
Yeah, I mean, what's the name up on the mountain to do it?
Yeah.
He's just about finishing up there, Harvey's, ain't he?
Getting
that. He built up quite a little shed there.
Jason?
Yeah. He's just about finishing up there. He might be looking something to it. Cool. Okay. We got a few others, not too many.
Hold on. Just to think about, this is more for Ricky. Better Back Roads will be coming due for grant applications at the end of October if you want to apply.
We got to finish up the one we got this year.
I'm passing the information that I have received along.
The money coming.
Just passing the information along.
So next, whatever the next meeting is, you'll have.
When does it do?
October 31st.
Oh, so we got a little bit of time, but not a
lot.
Yes,
but I have to get the grant together. So.
Yeah, well, let us look and. Let us know what they are.
Yeah, I'll print off the papers for you guys for the next.
Hey, do we want to apply for this one or that one? Do we want to apply for all of them? I can go on record right here now. I'm not a super big fan of grants because they come with hooks in them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but
and I'm fine.
It's the way of the world, right? It's
how it works. We didn't apply for this last year either, but that's because they changed the due date and they sent it to me 2 weeks before it was.
I thought we had one. Isn't that Better Back Roads up there on White Road?
That was from 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't end up applying for last year because they sent it out the second week of October and wanted it back the 31st.
Exactly.
And we didn't have time to get estimates or anything.
No, the big culvert ain't part of that.
No.
But we're changing all the culverts from the intersection of North White Flat and White Road up through to Dakota's.
Yeah. And then you've got a couple on Blakeville you're going to.
That's MRGP. There's four on that one.
Next spring. Next spring or is that this year?
This year.
Is that this year?
Yeah. I'll be done by the end of September.
Oh, well, I better get down there with my hand shovel and start digging. So.
Okay, now we're good.
What'd you do to your arm?
I pinched it inside of, sliding the exhaust pipe on. 5-inch exhaust pipe.
Oh, that felt good.
And then put it right in there, and that rolled right underneath between the pipe and that.
Yeah. You say a few choice words.
No, actually, it didn't feel too bad. It looks worse than it really is.
Yeah.
It didn't even break the skin. Just rolled it right in there. I had to slide the pipe back off, get my arm off.
Ow.
Lucky it didn't wedge on there. That would have been my luck. You go, oh.
Lucky I took the grinder to clean the burr off it.
Yeah, that would have been bleeding. So we got a... We're all set with grants, I guess, now.
Yes.
Maple Tree on. So we asked that fellow to give us a quote on.
Alexander Chidiak.
Yeah, I can't say his name. Alex. To give us a quote on taking that maple tree down that's up there next
to
And he come back, $1,250.
Yep.
He'll take it down, all brush to be chipped, removed, to be gone, completely done. That's the quote, take that tree down.
Yes, but did you read down the fine print?
I did.
Does he have insurance?
I would hope so. He's running a business. But I didn't ask
Because I'm just wondering here.
Yeah. He would require it if you hire him, yes.
Because if you read down on the thing, he's not responsible for any property damage or anything if a tree goes over and lands on those people's houses.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, the bottom down here. Right here. Right here. Read down at the bottom.
I read through the top part of it.
Disclosures.
How?
Yeah, I guess I didn't read that bottom part for that.
I was reading it.
I didn't read any of it, honestly. I just read.
Well, because I'm afraid that somebody's going to quiz me on it, because in case he didn't read it, he's going to say, what did you find out?
Yeah.
Well,
he's going to have to get permission from the neighbor, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they want the tree down anyway, so...
They do, so they'll be fine.
But yeah,
we need to make sure...
Whoever's doing it, got to make sure they have insurance.
Make sure they have insurance, and make, you know, even though it says they're not liable.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's the reason why you're hiring somebody to do the work.
We can go up there and do it at risk. I mean, I'll go...
Yeah, I just want to make sure we don't put our... When we sign this in here...
Well, I think we got to find out if he's got insurance, right. And make sure... I think that's probably something some lawyer had input at the bottom of this. You know?
What do you mean to worry
that? Well, it's like that disclaimer on Dick's sake.
Yeah.
You go through and they tell you,
yeah.
Okay, we'll go up and we'll mark the lines and stuff there, but there will be lines of something that may not be marked by Dick's sake, and you are solely responsible for any utilities that are damaged.
Yeah, so why bother calling me?
So why do you need to call Dick's sake?
Anyway, so we should probably find out.
Because there's a fine on top of that. If you don't
yeah, it is.
It's $150.
Make sure he's got liability insurance.
Not that you know anything about it.
Make sure, you know, that insurance covers if he makes a huge error and drop that tree on somebody's house.
Because that doesn't.
Well, it probably does, but.
This would, if we were to sign this contract, that would come out of that.
Yeah.
You are solely responsible for everything.
Yeah.
We'll sign. We'll make a contract, and he can sign it.
Yeah. So that is a pretty stiff disclaimer at the bottom. Yeah.
Just saying.
I did
read that, and I'm like, well, it's just boilerplate, you know. But if you read it again, it's like.
When I first got going with business in here, I got
any material or property damage located in the work area.
Company I got it from.
Not explicitly stated in writing.
This covers in here, but he said it don't cover stupidity and stuff, just going ahead and breaking it because we don't pay for that. It's going to be an accident out there.
So basically what we could do is state in writing that, you know, hey, you dropped the tree on it. It says, prior to commencing work, we're the client. We have to say, oh, by the way, if you drop this on the house, you own it. That's all we got to do is put it in writing. But anyways, find out if he's got insurance. That's why I didn't.
Some probably something his insurance company had him put on there?
Yeah.
Or a lawyer?
Or a lawyer, yeah.
So he can go up there and do whatever he wants to do. And then, whoops, I made a mistake. And,
no,
it's
going to be...
Well, you could also change the wording if you wanted to say if he does something negligent.
No, it says... Any damage located in the work area not explicitly stated in writing by client. So we should say, okay, if you smash his house or his fence, you own it. Basically, we have to add our disclaimer to his disclaimer.
Any damage on neighbor's property, because the tree's on the town land.
Any
damage on neighbor's property,
he owns.
You will be solely responsible.
That's right.
During this tree removal.
During this tree removal. Yeah. He ain't going to hurt nothing on the Eden side. You might dig up the saw in there a little bit. Okay, so that, anyways, we just clarify that with him?
Yep.
To make sure that...
I mean...
Tell him we just read it.
Right now, the way he did his report on the tree...
Yeah, it looks... He did a good job there.
And stuff. The tree is...
Sketchy.
Is dangerous.
Yeah.
Is what basically what he's...
And I take his word for that.
So it is a liability to the town. He brought it to our attention. So a landowner, if it's brought to their attention and a tree falls and damages somebody's property, because it's brought to our attention, I think we would be liable for any damage at this point. So,
but during the removal, he owns.
He owns it.
So that's so the only
I feel the tree
take.
Should, we should take the tree down now because he brought a liability.
I think we should, yeah. Yeah, we got
to
take
sooner
it down.
Sooner and later, so, we get yeah. out. You'll take the wood down to your garage.
Yeah,
right?
and that's what he said. He worried about that.
So you guys, if we clarified, but
I think the pricing's fair.
Pricing is real fair. I thought.
The thing is, I don't want to sign on where.
I thought it'd be three times that. To be honest with you.
Well, I'll say something afterwards. Yeah. So, I went up to your brother-in-law and
Yeah, so just the insurance thing is, I just need to figure that out in that disclaimer. Yeah,
if we figure that out, I think we should go ahead and get it done. So, there you go. Make sure, while he's up there, if he damages the neighbor's property, he owns it. If we have to put that in some kind of writing, we'll do that. But
he has to have...
And he has to have liability insurance, absolutely. He can't just... I can't believe...
Wrong, but I can't imagine he's running a business without it.
Well, some people do, so... You know, never know. Shit happens.
That's
what
I was saying.
Well,
I know, but especially that one
where
we
don't
want it.
All right, what's a
Prenette
Manon?
Oh. That's the guy that came in that is what's running for. He was a Republican. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He came in last week asking about placing his signs around town. And I told him that although we didn't have any specific policies, I wasn't sure what your thoughts were on it.
It's on the state highway in there. It's nothing to me in here.
Right.
Well, you might be doing back roads. I don't know.
Who's that?
Oh, remember that fellow that come, the Republican, running for the seat? So
open
be,
seat up there.
He'll be the partner to, what's our guy?
Mark Quigley.
He wants to put signs around town or whatever.
Some towns have policies against it.
I don't think we have.
We don't have no.
Going to...
Just pick your shit up when you're done.
Pick your shit up when you're done.
Exactly.
Pick it up when you're done.
When you're done, if you put it up, take it down when it's done, pick it up.
Yep. That's all I would care about.
Yep.
Just pick up your junk. And when the election's over, pick up your crap.
Yep.
Can't put it within so many feet of a... He knows all that.
But, whatever the laws are that he's got to name to him and pick them up.
Yep. And if he's putting it on somebody's lawn or something like that, make sure he has owner's permission.
I told him, I said, because I wasn't sure about the whole right-of-way thing. I know the state will tell him he needs to be out of the right-of-way.
Yeah.
And I said, if you are out of the right-of-way, that means you're on somebody's property and you have that.
Right, but like, if you think about Mike's, right, you get out of the right-of-way, you're way up on his lawn.
Yeah.
But if they put it right next to the road in the right-of-way, it's still on its lawn, you know, so I would ask him first.
Yeah. That's only common courtesy.
Yeah. Dude, but if, as long as he's, you know, he's
somebody
like
might not want.
Somebody might not like it.
Might not like it. So.
And he'll get to meet people if he goes door to door, which is awesome. Good for him. All right. Tax sale update. Looks like we got a few
potential clients.
Potential clients.
Yes. The last one, the Marinell, those, they are both deceased. We talked about them, I think, a few years ago. I did ask him to send a letter only because we think we have a good address for the daughter. Whether she does anything about it or not, I don't know.
Where is that law?
Huh?
Where is this
law? We're on Warren Road.
That's on Rabbit Run on the corner of Warren over there.
Two, oh, yeah, two the trailers, double, yeah. The two yeah. double whites at the bottom.
Yep. No, I know right where it is, yeah.
So... If they don't respond, I'm sure the lawyer's going to come back with what he said last time, which basically is that the town wants to open the estate and attempt to do it that way. But
nope. Sell it.
You
can. I don't. Well,
you can,
but that's
a lot of risk. I looked it up. There's no risk to the town.
Well, there is if you sell it, and then he's saying if the heirs come to you a year after it's been unredeemed.
If it's been duly worn. And
listen, I'll tell him whatever you want me to tell
him. I looked this up. Our lawyer, he doesn't have any balls. I looked this up. That's fine. It's true. Yeah, I looked this up. It's like the North Law up there.
Right, same thing.
He's telling us.
He did not say you couldn't do it. He said that he would recommend you, that either you do it with a risk or you open an estate.
The risk is, I looked this up. The risk is somebody comes back and files a suit. But you're not going to lose the suit. I'm the one. And the people they're going to file a suit against are the ones that bought the property, not the town. We sold it. We did everything we could.
To the town.
Sold it. They can try. But we sold it in good faith. We did our due diligence to find the owners. There's no trail. Nobody's responding. We sell it. Once that quick claim deed goes, we're
done. You got 1 year to redeem it.
Right after that year, they got a year. Mm-hmm. We're putting it out there again. Hey, this has been sold in the paper, duly noted. Once that quick claim deed goes through on that 366 day, the town is now done with it. Because we've done our due diligence to notify everybody that needs to be notified. It's just like when somebody dies, you got to do their estate. You put something in the paper three times in a row or whatever the fuck it is. There's a rule.
Yep.
If you obey all those rules and nobody comes forward and says, oh, he owed me $20. Done deal. And once it's done, it's done. And they can bring suit, but the risk is not that we're going to lose the suit. It's just nuisance, right? I don't see a problem with selling in North, any of them. I think we should sell them and get out from under us.
The North property, we have zero information to send anyone any actual.
Nope, so you got to put it in the paper, right? Same thing. You got to notify this property. Done our due diligence, document all the due diligence. But once that deed is done, once that quick claim deed goes through, the town is done with it.
So do you want me to come and move forward with the North one as well?
I would. Let's get out from under this stuff.
Well, I mean, nobody's coming to pay them. Especially not the North.
But that lot up there, think about what happens. What if somebody goes on that lot and gets clobbered? Or what if a bunch of people move in and just start living there? Well, what rights do they have? They have squatter's rights.
Yep.
And they can claim that property over time.
Yeah.
Without paying the taxes.
No,
back.
If they're living there, we can build them.
Not until they, no,
not they
can't
take ownership.
They have to take ownership, so they can live there forever for nothing. It's a horrible law. Town needs to not have any of these properties in their portfolio. All the property in town, except for specifically owned by the town.
So this Kim, she is the daughter,
right?
And she hasn't responded.
No, she has not, and she came in, I believe it was her, over the first year I was here and made a payment agreement, but then never paid, and then we continued to send out the delinquent bills, even though they get sent back. For a while, she had a P.O. box to meet it, so she was getting them, and then she moved. Didn't pay the P.O. box, had no forwarding address, but then her brother died, and we were able to get an address for that information. So we started sending them there a couple of months ago, which that hasn't come back yet. So I think she's still at this address.
You would think if her parent owned that place,
there doesn't appear to be a mortgage or nothing,
and you wouldn't put that in probate and get it taken care of?
Well, I think there's also issues over there. I think they didn't take care of it. I remember seeing a post probably a year and a half ago that she was looking for a place to stay because the electricity didn't work. Something's wrong. Like, it probably needs to be fixed up. So I'm not sure it's livable. And that I think they don't have any money. So they moved out.
I think you put it up trying to get somebody to buy it.
Instead of losing it.
Yeah. I mean, you got.
It's got to be worth something. It's
you got $15,000. $16,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 acres. There's two lots.
That's not a lot of money for two lots.
Right. Rather than have it sold and taxed, and get nothing.
It's nice to not see the standard people in here.
What's that?
One down the road. And see them.
I get that thrown out, ain't it?
Yeah. What's Belvedere Road? That's 118.
Yeah.
Why all these people got addresses outside of town?
Because they don't live here.
No.
Was that just a lot there?
No, I think there's a camp on there.
Which one? What name? Are you talking Damar?
No, Robert, I can't pronounce his last name.
That's on Route 100.
Oh.
That's that little thing on the other side of the river by the store.
The little camp across the bridge?
Oh, okay. Wow. So they haven't paid anything in 2 years either?
I don't know if they've paid anything, but they are 2 years delinquent. It doesn't look like they have, no. I have to get on the computer to tell you exactly
what they're paying. You'd be better off, like.
Now, DeMar's property over there.
This one here.
Wasn't there an argument of that was a state right of way?
Well, most of the corner is. This is just a thin strip through the middle.
Yeah, that he owned.
Yeah. Literally where that stuff is,
yeah.
It's just linked from Knoll's Flat to Belvedere, exactly where that jump is.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Buying yet? That little
so strip. That
it's not the only thing it'd be worth anybody is probably Nick because he quarters it.
Yeah.
Ooh, Nick.
Tatro.
The guy who built the field, the house down the field. It was on the Eden Youth Board.
Oh, yeah.
Where
did
you
say
this?
He's
one
actually
on
still
saving
that's what they were just
Ford
talking
TV
about.
It's on Belvedere Road. Road. It's not on the Belvedere Road. It's actually on Knoll Flat Road.
Okay, yeah.
Well, both because it connects to both ends.
The two roads.
So that's.
You couldn't do anything with it.
Hemet up there past.
Was that half acre?
I think half an acre.
Roger Langweiss's, right?
Huh?
Up past Roger Langweiss's.
Where Roger used to live.
Used to live on the left.
You know where Ryan lives?
No.
Turn on the Knoll Flat from off of 118.
Yeah.
That pull off?
Yeah.
Right there. Huh. That vein box is in there?
Oh, yeah, that's the old corner of the old town road.
Yeah,
that's
the old town road.
The corner
yeah.
Where they moved the road over, the old town road used to go right down there.
Right. Yeah, that's where the intersection 118 and
the old road used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they cut this little chunk off.
Well, the state, the way that they did the thing in there, that's how come they ended up, they gave it, somehow, did some end up with that little chunk when they took it, they took the other and then gave, I'm just saying, that's how it goes up.
I don't know how that did. I don't know if that went with.
Yeah,
why that didn't go with the lot that heroin ended up with.
Well, the camp it can go up the same way as you go down on way down past the house where you get the long trail where the road goes out in there. There's a trailer between the new road and the old road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Off into there that's on that brings it back where the old road just go and then swerve.
Are you talking about the long trail?
Yeah.
Yes, and we're like, this is way in the middle of nowhere. I walked midnight over there and I'm like, why is there a trailer in the middle?
Yeah, they come up the old road from the long trail, and they go up there, and they go, and that road just loop right back around and zigzag up through there.
I've always said that. I'm like, why is there a trailer in the middle of the...
So, these people are only the people that meet the threshold and are not making money. There's more that are probably
behind. I was shocked.
But they're paying. They're making their agreements, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I was shocked about that one.
Mm-hmm. Shit happens.
I even emailed him and everything. I sent him a thing. I emailed him personally.
Because it's hard to pull back to the top.
Yeah.
He did it a couple years ago and made it out, and then hasn't been sent.
So, and then we got throw the north one in.
Yeah, I'll add that one in. See what he wants to do about.
We should sell
sending
it.
An actual letter.
We need to get
that one up on Chauffeur Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that 10-acre bowling alley lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
we, they're deceased, right?
Everybody's gone. You can't get all anybody. You can't find any relatives.
Like,
you know?
Well,
we can
buy
this ex that lives there.
She's gone. Yeah.
And she was just a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's
she wasn't even a part of family.
That's where you guys went up, right?
Yeah, they had. She complained that the place was full of black mold.
Yeah, they
remember?
Came here. Yeah, I know.
We didn't go there.
We didn't. We ended up not going there.
Oh, you didn't go. I thought you went.
We went to a different one.
Yeah.
That was Warren Road. You went.
Yeah,
the trailer. But hopefully we don't have to do that again. But yeah, we didn't go to the black mold one because we were advised A, not to, and B, it's not. I think we determined at that point in time that unless it's
rented.
Yeah. Well, unless it's a rental.
No, the rental's not your problem anymore. It's the state's
problem now. Yeah. They did it.
So unless it's a public health hazard,
we don't have to do
that. And then that can turn over to the state.
Yeah. It can. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, but your health office would probably get involved.
Would have right. issues.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that yes. then that end up being but there, not end up back here.
As far as where Faye used to have to go and look at, yeah. like if somebody was renting something yeah. for me, let's say, yeah. and they said, oh, the electricity's not for code or yeah. whatever, Faye would have to go look at that before. Now that's all state. Yeah.
Well, just like
the town's right out of
we
it.
Did down
they
here,
want
right.
everything.
Down at this one, yeah. down with this one down here.
They want, state wants control of everything.
Well, that's good. Let them have it.
Well,
told you. We won't be having these meetings 10 more years.
That's right. 10 more years, we won't have to worry about this meeting. No. Right. None of this stuff will be,
they'll be telling
in
us what
our
to
control.
Do. They'll be sending it in a letter.
You won't have to worry about, depending on how the election goes in November, you won't have to worry about seeing me much longer.
Oh. When we were at the beach, talking about the beach, your water, I see everything passed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that was good news.
Well, so
originally, Ricky
knows this because Ricky came down with me, but when I originally tested the well, which is the source, I wasn't actually testing the well because I used the wrong faucet.
Oh.
I used the faucet on the outside, which Ricky showed me how everything worked and came down with me, thankfully. So the well wasn't contaminated to begin with, I don't think. And then I retested the same site that initially failed. It was fine, so I thought it was just a fluke. But there was two sites missing backflows.
They
took
them off. Yes. They're not alone at the beginning.
And
what
the
does that mean?
Help me with that.
You talking about check valve?
Yeah. So check valve. So they call them backflow valve.
Backflow preventer. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you screw them on them.
Just a check valve.
Yeah.
And you, what are those in between the camper and the faucet?
Yep.
It's right on the end of the faucet and their hose.
So it can't back.
And why do they take them off?
Flow.
They say they restrict the flow.
No. Shouldn't.
Chuck.
We have all kinds of them in the steams and water stuff where I work. Yeah. All kinds of check valves, one-way valve, whatever you want to call them. It's a ball and a...
Because when Tracy was doing it, we were always having problems and the check valve things were coming off. And where these garden hoses lay on the ground,
yeah,
and the sun hits them.
Makes that. Yeah,
it makes bacteria. And then when the water pressure gets down...
It goes backwards.
It goes backwards and then it gets into the lawn.
Sucks it back into there.
So I'm thinking of that because 2 years ago when we had all those problems, same thing, missing backflows.
Yeah. Right, so they take them off because the flow is low or?
Whatever reason.
Yeah.
Well, so they put them all back on?
Yeah.
Yes, but this is, they've had to put them on several times since the beginning of the season.
This year?
Yes.
Yeah, well, so whoever the camper is,
contract in there, then
you remove your.
Yep, if you remove them in there, then you
get. Added to their camp site agreement for next year.
Yeah, it's going to be in there, and that way there.
It also needs to be added to their bill. That backflow renter costs.
Yeah.
Probably $25-$30 minimum.
But the time we're spending on retesting.
But the retesting in there, if it's because of the backflow in there, then somebody needs to be responsible.
That backflow preventer's missing once, you pay for it. If it's missing twice, roll up your garden hose, haul your camper out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
Breached your contract.
Yeah.
And Molly did make signs. She went and put them right on the post.
Good.
Well, I think we're not allowed one.
Okay. So we got one more thing. I'm not here on August 11th. I'm going to be out of town.
Two more things.
Detail grievance. Oh, I forgot about that. So I did a bunch of reading. Melissa was kind enough to send me this.
I only got it back yesterday.
I know. She was kind enough to send me this. And it's, what it is, it's written by some lawyer.
Well, I think it came from the
state. You don't. Where's all the rest of it? The 9 pages. Where's the 9 pages
four.
I had to read? Anyways, I made notes from the 9 pages. So what happened is, VTEL, remember they were talking about how they're disputing the value of their equipment from the taxes?
Oh, yeah.
From the grand list?
Yeah.
Well, so... I think the other outfits, Fidium and Xfinity, bailed out.
The companies were disputing because they didn't want to pay the
tax. So the state has, what I got out of all the stuff I read, the state has valued their property at some amount. So it has nothing to do with our lister, has nothing to do with the town at all. But because it's taxable property in town of Eden, technically they can file a grievance with the town, and then we have to have a fucking civil authority meeting, and then we have to do all that stuff. So this waiver that they're putting out, that we sign, so I wrote it down here. The only thing I saw in the whole thing that really made me question it was it right at the beginning, they talk about the select board or the select board chairman should sign this, maybe. So I don't think they quite, the law is not super clear on who has the authority to say, yes, we'll waive these hearings, the civil authority grievance hearing, we'll waive these and just let the state handle it. So the way it would work, if we don't sign this, is we'll have to convene a civil authority and look at it and go, oh, well, we didn't set this value anyway, so we're going to deny the grievance here, and then they'd ratchet it up to the state. If we sign this, they just skip that and ratchet it right up to the state first thing without talking to us, which I think is fine.
It skips the BCA.
It skips the Board of Civil Authority.
So you don't have to have a meeting because the Board of Civil Authority has to deny the grievance.
Right, so it's basically we're denying the grievance out of hand in advance. So we're not, and what I read the whole thing, and these are the big points I got out of it. We're not conceding that the valuation is wrong. We're only agreeing to skip the hearing so that they can go right to the state, because we wouldn't have any input on it anyways, because we didn't set the value.
We didn't set the value of the property or the tax rate.
Right, and you don't have
and
the
it's,
right
yeah, to it wrote down that we right. wouldn't decide anyway, as we didn't set the value in the first place. So we would have our meeting and we'd go, well, we can't do this, because, and then it would pass on to us. This just makes us so we don't have to have the meeting. That's all it is. And it's 7 or 8 pages of legalese that really boils down to that.
Well, it's $250,000 worth of value.
Yeah, but we have no.
So, no, I'm just saying $250,000 worth of value. So you're talking $4,000 or $5,000 worth of tax revenue.
Something like that, yeah.
Or no, more than that.
More than that.
You're probably talking 50. Probably $6,000-$7,000.
Oh no, it's more than that, isn't it? It's about $1 per thousand, right?
$1.60. Ain't it?
Oh, it's
dollar something.
Yeah,
$1.50, $1.60.
Yeah,
well, where's the tax rate?
It'd be about $6,200. Yeah, $6,200, $6,300.
Tax rate, right there.
Between the two of them.
But basically, we're just.
Is that a non-homestead?
Yeah.
So.
We'd be denying.
You're 264.
Basically, we're taking it upon ourselves as a board here to deny their grievance at the town level, but the denial is on file. You know, it's just a big long legal thing that says, hey, we don't want to convene a whole meeting for this, just move on, because they're going to move on anyway.
They're going to move on anyway, because
they're going to move up to the state.
We have really no authority to it anyway.
That's right.
But this just
makes us so we don't have to convene the Board of Civil Authority and do all the
so
all
they're
denied.
So yeah, they're denied. Basically, that's it.
So
yeah.
We have to sign that.
Well, that's the only thing that bugged me is, you know, who has
so
the
sign it.
Who
that's
has
their
the recommendation is the. I'll sign it. Out for sure. What are they gonna do? Take my car? Broke down on it. But that's. I read it over again. It's like it's all gobbledygook, but really it boils down to these few things, right?
As long as we're not doing anything and skip it. We're skipping.
We're not disputing the valuation. One
way
or the other.
It was written by the lady from the tax department.
From the tax department.
It wasn't written by VTEL.
It's not VTEL thing. It's the tax department thing. Just to save us some time and work. Because they're doing this in every town.
It says the town of Eden is denying their.
I don't know if it says denying it, but it just says.
Should say denying on it. If we're going to sign it.
This stipulation shall be considered a decision of the Board of Civil Authority. Yes. So basically, it's all of this is saying yes, we're denying.
So the board, the select board, is the Board of Civil, is.
That's the question of who's supposed to sign it, right?
So that's what I'm saying, and then
we're signing.
He's signing as the select board chair.
That's all.
Okay, that's what I'm just saying. If we're not, then that would have to be the full body or a. Majority of
so this is a stipulation
of wait
If you you're saying if you were signing as a BCA.
If we were signing as a select board.
Okay,
I'm just saying, because the way you just read that was that we were doing it on as the civil board, and that's not
right,
what
the
we
date
are
of entry of the board decision.
We are on it, but not part of the whole thing.
So I read this whole board the rest of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking horrible. But, so they've appealed. The way I read it is, this is all Department of Tax, Lister, blah, blah, blah. The taxpayer has appealed this stupid thing, and now they want us to say, basically, it's a decision, this stipulation shall be considered a decision of the board, and it will, from which the taxpayer appeals to the director of the PVR to Superior Court. So just skips our, because they're doing this in every town, right? Because they got shit in every town in the state, practically.
Yeah, they literally sent out a mass email to everybody.
Yeah, so they don't. What they don't want to do is come here to the Board of Civil Authority, go to the next town, the Board of Civil, because they're going to end up at the state board anyways. In the end, because we didn't set the value on this stuff. Yeah, it wasn't 9 pages, but it felt like it. So I had a few more notes in here, but nothing big.
I would think because they're appealing to the Board of Civil Authority that.
Well, no, the state
they're
is.
They're not.
There's,
that's what
the
is
state
for.
Is saying.
They're saying that they assume if they did appeal that you would deny them. So they
that's
would rather.
That's what they're
do
saying.
This.
We're just saying, okay, we agree with you. That the assumption is.
It says B, the taxpayer has now appealed to the Board of Civil Authority for a grievance determining of the listers and assessors regarding the valuation of the property.
Right.
Our it does say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know that we have a right to say that we're going on behalf of the civil board.
The stipulation shall be considered a decision of the Board of Civil Authority. That sounds the way it is.
Well, I interpret that.
It simply
that
means we're pretending.
Then we'll just schedule a BCA hearing.
No, I know, but I'm just saying I'm. What he's reading
no,
to
I
me.
I get what you're saying.
So
we just need to make a decision.
At the bottom it says it does not mean the town agrees with detail. That's basically the bottom line.
We just need to know because
it mostly means no BCA hearing, saves time. Let's VTEL continue its appeal to the up to the state level without bothering us. The appeal clock starts when we sign this. Because they have to wait a certain amount of time before they can go to the state. The only thing is the Department of Taxes is giving us guidance. They're not citing a clear statutory requirement of who should sign it. But it's about the procedure, right? We're not conceding the tax value is wrong. We're just agreeing to skip a hearing that,
can you find
that
out
likely wouldn't change anything anyway.
Vermont League cities and towns, do they have any advice on this?
Is there a date that needs to be signed by?
Yeah. I don't
know what the time frame is for grievance stuff. I don't have to look. I haven't been through any of that yet. I think the biggest thing is you want to keep the ball rolling because we're going to be sending out tax bills.
Right. It's a procedural.
Yeah, you can't send out any tax bills to set the tax rate until everything is
right.
No, you have to. This could take months.
This could take forever.
Yeah, we're going to have to go, and this is where that going back. We how do you adjust that after you find out if they do or we don't? You know what
I'm
saying?
I think the biggest piece is going to be the school tax, because that's obviously the bulk of the tax rate, mm-hmm. which you have until December 31st, where that can be adjusted.
So. The other thing that I wrote down is the purpose is to skip the Board of Civil Authority hearing because everyone already expects they're going to reach the same result, which is deny it so they can move up to the state. That's all.
Well, because you it's not only that they expect it, you have to. The law says you have to use the state's value.
Yeah. But it's not our value. It's not our...
I can ask her, we can just do a quick, it wouldn't take very long for a meeting.
But you didn't do it the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't have this yet.
Right, she just
or tonight. I had a quick thing with the flat board.
I guess we could have.
Yeah.
Well, what's a quorum for Board of Civil Authority?
I think we need like 7, maybe?
Oh, my aching off, man. 3 should be enough.
There's 5 of us right here.
I was going to say there's 5 of us right here.
But you got to warn it, right?
Well, we can potentially do it before the next select board meeting. I don't feel like that's too far out.
No.
It's 2 weeks.
That's the 11th. I won't be here.
You won't be here.
Well,
we'll do it.
If they...
Yeah, however you guys feel about it. I just...
If the... Talk to the Vermont, they don't charge us anything, right? The Vermont leave the cities and towns and
no,
find out.
No, which is whether they actually give you an answer or not.
Oh, they want an answer?
Sometimes they give roundabout answers.
Yeah.
But anyways.
They don't like answering legal stuff.
They don't, yeah. They give their
like
advice,
opinion,
well, but they won't tell you what to do.
And so if you dig into this, you guys didn't get the email then. They only read they didn't get the email at the front. There's an email that goes with this.
They didn't get any of it because they just got it yesterday.
No, they just didn't read the email that went with it.
Oh.
So the town...
Oh, the email from the state?
Yeah,
the
state is just giving us guidance. That's what it says. That was the only part I read that and I'm like...
I just don't want to give them a thing saying you didn't follow your procedure, so following through. Because it doesn't say the select board did something.
Well, she doesn't want to be the one to say that because the law doesn't specify that this.
Exactly.
Is.
So
you could say the chair of the civil board, which is Bruce Benoit, right? Ain't he the one who runs the meeting for the year?
Yeah.
He would be. Usually, he's the one that would sign something like that.
You think
but
so?
I don't think you could do that without having the OBCA.
That's
like, right. Now, you're in a meeting. If you wanted Tim to sign it, you guys could vote on him signing it. Bruce can't just sign it without the civil board.
Now,
I'll make a motion to have Bruce sign it.
I don't think we're going to act on it. We're going to table that motion.
We could just plan on doing it. I don't even know that VTEL necessarily needs to participate if they don't want to, and we don't really need them if they don't want to, but they don't have to.
Well, so the question I got about that is, this is not from VTEL. We would have to wait until VTEL.
No.
Files their grievance with us.
They have.
That is from VTEL.
VTEL has signed this.
Oh, that's right. So they filed a grievance with the state.
No, they have to start with us. They filed a grievance with the LISTA.
Yes.
Who
that's
denied
not
them.
What I'm reading.
Who
yet.
Denied them?
Who denied them?
Yeah.
Then I sent them this form in case you guys wanted to go this route. I already sent it to them. Well, they already had it because it's done it a billion times.
I was going to say, we're like a month behind everybody else.
Yeah.
So they sent me back a copy of the sign in preparation so that if that's the route you want to go, you can sign it and be done.
So there's a whole bunch of other towns signing this thing.
There's also a lot of towns asking questions about it, but yes.
Same questions we're having.
Yeah.
I don't know because a lot of them are asking questions on their own before they even brought this like.
Well, none of this. This is all fine, and I agree that probably the right person, people to sign this, is the Board of Civil Authority.
That's not happening. Let's just have a meeting before the next one.
But then that letter talks about having the select board sign it.
The statute is not clear, but our recommendation is
that
the chair of the select board or city council sign the agreement on the behalf of the towns in here. And do not go to your civil board.
First thing. This document is perfectly good. That is the problem.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Who
that
has
little
the right
thing
to
in
sign.
There makes me that in there. He said, just go ahead and have your select board go sign it if you want. Go ahead. Because
I don't want to bypass something, and they say, well, you didn't follow your procedure, so
would that give? I guess. To go on the other side of that, so we sign this, right? Ricky signs it because he's going to be assistant chief here in a minute, so he can sign it.
No, I'm going to be the chair.
So,
what's going to run the next minute?
There you go. So we sign this, and all this goes to the Supreme Court or wherever the fuck it goes. Does that give VTEL the opportunity to come back here and say, oh, by the way? All the towns that signed this bypass thing violated
I would
procedure.
Think, what does that fall under one of the things whatever, where even if you get the procedure
yeah,
right, those, the abnormal
thing is yes, different? Yes, yeah. Thing, and I'm not a lawyer. Like I said, it sounds like it's almost a lawyer question. And that's
I agree with Melissa.
Let's just have a meeting. It's
let's
just
right,
have a
quick
meeting.
Let's have a quick meeting in there.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I
that way there we're buying it says the civil board's supposed to be able to do it. We do it in there, then whoever.
Tim.
Yeah.
Then somebody would say, well, Tim signed it, you know.
Right.
It must be right.
Can VTEL come back and say, oh, you've got all these towns that signed this?
I mean, they could. I don't think it would get them anywhere.
Yeah. Well, just make it last longer. Right? It's just another thing for them guys to put their screw in, right? I'm being the devil's advocate,
right?
If I was on VTEL, I'd say, oh, well, look at this shit. Some bonehead named Tim Bullard signed this from the town of Eden, and this should have went through the Board of Civil Authority. Even though they signed this. This is their
lawyer situation.
Their stipulation regarding their appeal to the Board of Civil Authority. They're stipulating.
Civil boards
don't
going, right?
Do it.
Okay.
I would just have the civil board vote on it.
Tomorrow
night? Meeting tomorrow night?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you have to give... Days
you got to give
five days when we discuss which speaking can we go back to the meeting on the 11th or well technically you guys moved it to Monday the 10th
can't be here on the 10th
no I'm going to be gone that Saturday through Wednesday
well why I wanted to bring it up was because Trisha Willis Wallace would like to come speak with you guys about just things going on and touch base with you all. And my question is, with him not being here at the next meeting, do you either want to move the meeting to later?
Push it to Thursday. I can do it.
You want to do it Thursday?
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I'll be home for Wednesday.
I don't want Tim to miss a meeting.
Yeah, you hate to have that happen.
Oh, I'd hate to have that happen.
Okay, so do we want
to... You are just my buddy right to the end.
So
we had such a good time together.
That's right.
Thursday's going to be what, the 13th?
That would be the 13th, Thursday, August 13th.
Yeah, so I'm flying home Wednesday.
So and when is the next one, the 25th of August?
25th of August. After that.
That one I either move or I don't care if they're not, but I won't be around that.
If Tim doesn't get to skip a meeting, you don't get to skip
well, a meeting. Well, it does matter to me in here, but my wife told me the other day that the 25th I won't be around. So.
Are you
going
to be on
the
whole weekend? You guys
can
decide that.
So we can wait for it. I just wanted to, when we're mentioning that, so that how it goes. I don't matter.
She hasn't been digging any hole in the backyard or anything.
Wait, are you never going back? All right, so... I need to get other people for the BCA meeting. What time do you want the BCA meeting to start?
You want to do it on that Thursday the 13th?
Yeah.
Just do it at 5. Because that gives them plenty of time.
Can I get here at 5?
Yeah. 5:30 is last time worked out perfect.
5:30, yeah.
I'm just saying if that makes
you
better.
Yeah, 5:30.
5:30 worked for you better, right?
That works fine.
Because we weren't 5 minutes.
This ain't going to take 5 minutes.
No.
And then,
then the select board will follow that.
Yeah.
Immediately following. Don't say we got to wait till 6.
Hey, we only
need
them to think. And I'll give you time to think about the other one if it whenever in there because I won't be.
Oh, the 25th one, yeah. We can look at that then.
Okay.
Like, well, whatever works for you.
Whatever. Like I said, I'm not in there. Just it is going to be. It won't be around. To be able to make it.
All right. Sounds like we got all our shit.
I can't do it on the 27th. That's all.
Yeah. It's like we got all
birthday.
Our.
No.
All of our ducks are in a row. So.
Yeah. Stuff that's important for my wife.
Yes. Number one on the list. Buddy.
Yeah.
Make a motion to adjourn if it's okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. No, the ayes have it.